Fast note-taking after club mix tests, advanced. Ableton Live workflow for drum and bass. Alright, let's talk about one of the most unsexy, most high-leverage skills in DNB production, what you do after a club test, because the club is honest. Brutal, but honest. Your tune either moves bodies or it doesn't, and the feedback comes at you in these super specific, super fleeting moments. Kick too soft, sub vanished, hats are slicing. Drop 2 didn't land. And here's the problem. If you don't capture that immediately, your brain rewrites history by the time you're back in the studio. So in this lesson, you're building a repeatable system inside Ableton that turns chaotic club impressions into clean, time-coded, fixable tasks. The goal is that when you open the project the next day, you understand the whole night in 30 seconds, not 3 hours of guessing. Here's what we're going to build. A club test feedback system. It has 5 pieces. A dedicated notes group inside the live set, a locator naming protocol that always includes time, a shorthand tag system, so every note is sortable in your head, a reference lane for A&B comparisons, and a one-pass checklist for translation on big rigs, especially sub and transient impact. Let's set it up. Step 0 is prep, and it's 10 minutes that will save you 10 hours later. In your Ableton project, create a group track and name it MAX Test Notes. Put the little note emoji in there if you want. The point is, it's impossible to miss. Inside that group, create 3 tracks. First, an audio track called Voice Notes and in parentheses, phone, because that's where your real world recordings land. Second, a MIDI track called Issue Flags. Third, an audio track called References/B. Now version labeling. This is not optional if you're serious. Rename your project file, or at least write it in InfoView, with something like track name V12, club test 1, and the date, and export the exact same tag on the WAV you played out. Teacher note here, half of I ruined my mix is actually I fixed the wrong version. Version names prevent that tragedy. Cool, now you go to the club. Step 1. Capturing feedback fast. 2 methods. Method 1 is voice notes. It's the fastest and it works in loud rooms. When you step outside, or when the DJ changes track, you record a voice note, and you speak in a strict format, timestamp first. So you literally say, 104, sub vanished when hats enter. 117, snare too papery, needs body. 233, drop 2 feels flat. 046, kick lacks click, timestamp first. Always, if you do nothing else from this entire lesson, do that. Method 2 is typed notes with tags, if you can actually type without losing the moment. Same concept, just written. 104, sub, disappears when ride comes in. 046, kick, more 3k click. 233, drop 2, at hook or remove clutter. Now a pro rule that saves your mix from drunk adrenaline decisions. In a club, only write problems, not solutions. Because your solution brain lies when your ears are cooked, you'll write stuff like add 6 dB at 60 Hz and then you get home and wonder why your tune is now a swamp. Capture what happened. Decide what to do later. Quick expansion that changes everything. Capture context, not just symptoms. At the top of your note, add a little header. What rig was it? What was booth monitoring like? Was the mixer being redlined? Where were you standing? And what track played before yours? Because sub vanished after a super thin track is a different story than sub vanished after a wall of Reese banger, right? Now step 2, bring the test back into Ableton. You're going to import your voice note onto the voice notes track. Drag it in. Then, very important, turn warp off on that clip. You don't want Ableton time stretching your voice note and making your spoken timestamps drift away from the real timeline. Rename the clip something like Club Test 1 Voice Notes. Now you convert those spoken moments into locators. You play the voice note, and you listen for yourself saying, 104. When you hear that, you jump to 104 in your actual song arrangement. Then you hit set in Ableton's top bar to drop a locator. And you rename the locator in a consistent format. Here's the format. Time, then tag, then the problem, then optionally a direction. So, 104 sub disappears when hats enter. 117 sn too thin, needs body. 233 drop 2 lacks lift. Make the tags consistent across projects. Standard ones are sub, bass, kick, sn, hats, tops, effects, drop 1, drop 2, break, vocal, mono, din, loud. Now we're going to add 2 advanced coaching upgrades to those locator names. First upgrade, decision ready endings. At the end of the locator, You want it to point to an outcome. Confirm, fix, or test. Confirm means you checked it and it's fine. Stop touching it. Fix means yes, it needs a change. Test means you're not fully sure and it needs a targeted bounce for the next session. Second upgrade, a confidence score. Add C1, C2, or C3 to the locator. C3 means you heard it multiple times and it was obvious. C2 means you heard it once but it's plausible. C1 means it might be the room, the DJ chain, your fatigue, or the moment. So the locator becomes 117 ascent in C3 fix, or 104 sub disappear C1 test. This one habit stops you from rebuilding your track based on one sketchy moment near a stack when the limiter was cooking the booth. Nice. Now step 3 is where it gets super visual. Issue flags. On the issue flags MIDI track, you're going to create short MIDI clips that act like pins in your arrangement. Each clip is one bar, placed right on the problem area. Color code them so your brain reads the whole track at a glance. Red for low end conflicts, sub, kick stuff. Orange for snare body or transient. Yellow for hats, tops, harshness. Blue for arrangement and energy. Purple for stereo, mono, phase issues. Name the clips with the key problem. SUB masked by Rai. Ascend add 180 to 220. Drop 2 needs call response. Now zoom out. This is the payoff. You can literally see your mix test as a map. If you have 5 red flags stacked in the busiest part of the drop, that tells you it's a headroom and masking zone, not a random single issue. Optional advanced Faradaydation that I recommend if you tend to spiral late at night. Split your note system into an inbox and a fix queue. Make an inbox track for raw notes, messy and unfiltered, and a fix queue track for only the issues you commit to changing. The process is, import everything, sleep, then move only high confidence items into fix queue. That one sleep step is an underrated mixing tool. Step 4. The A and B reference lane. On reference /B, drop in one or two club-proven tracks that match your subgenre. Not random big DNB, but actually similar. Roller with roller, jump up with jump up, tech step with tech step, warp on, match tempo. Then use utility to level match. Turn the reference down until it matches perceived loudness. Don't chase luffs, perceived loudness. Big difference. Add utilities mono switch to compare mono behavior, because clubs can beat effectively mono in the low end depending on the system and the room. If your low end collapses in mono, you will absolutely get that sub-vanished note. Workflow tip. Do 10 seconds reference, 10 seconds your track, repeat. You're not listening for better, you're listening for differences that relate to your notes. That keeps you honest and prevents you from turning your mix into a reference clone. Step 5. Turning common club notes into fast fix chains. I'll give you practical Ableton stock moves that match DNB reality. Issue A, sub disappeared when hats or riot comes in. Usually this is masking, headroom, or the limiter clamping. Sometimes it's not that the sub literally disappeared, it's that the harmonics that tell your brain there's bass got swallowed when the tops came in. Quick fix workflow. On the hat or ride bus, put EQ8. High pass anywhere around 200 to 400 if there's junk. If it's harsh, dip around 7 to 10k a couple dB. On the bass group, use utility to keep things mono in the sub-region conceptually, and reduce width on any non-sub-bass layers if needed. Then check your master. If your limiter is doing heavy gain reduction in the busiest sections, it will make the low end feel like it ducks and loses authority. For a club test render, aim punchy, not crushed. Arrangement trick. In the busiest hat section, you can slightly thin bass harmonics, not the fundamental. Automate a tiny dip around 200 to 500, or back off saturator drive on the mid layer. This creates space so the sub reads. Issue B. Kick not cutting on the rig. Likely it's missing presence around 2 to 5k, or it's fighting the bass in the sub area. Fix chain. EQ8. Find the fight zone, often 50 to 80 depending on key and your bass note, and cut a little where needed. Then a gentle boost around 3k for click. Drum bus. Add transient, not too much drive. Saturator with soft clip, just enough so it speaks. Advanced sound design tip. Build a click layer independent of the kick thump. A tiny tick, high-passed, treated like its own instrument. That gives you point on big systems without overwrecking the whole kick. Issue C. Snare too thin, doesn't slap. EQ8. Body around 180 to 220 if it's missing chest. Crack around 2 to 4.5k. Control 7 to 9k if it's spitty. Drum bus for transient. Glue compressor. Careful with attack. Often a slightly slower attack preserves the snap. Try 3ms release auto ratio 2 to 1. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If you need more without harshness, don't just boost HQ, layer a short-tuned body thunk under the snare and gate it tight. That gives chest without muddying everything. Issue D. Drop 2 didn't feel bigger. This is where a lot of producers make the wrong move and just push the limiter. Don't make it bigger with contest. Practical upgrades. Add a new bass call for 8 bars, or a counter rhythm. Change the hat grid, straight to shuffled or vice versa. Add a res an octave up only in drop 2, or remove something right before drop 2 for a micro break, so the impact feels bigger. And here's an arrangement coach trick. Impact budgeting. In each 16-bar block, decide where the 3 biggest impacts are. If everything is max intensity constantly, the club turns it into a flat brick. Contrast is what reads. Now step 6. Convert everything into a prioritized to-do list. This is the 80/20 priority order for club translation. First, sub-audibility and mono-stability. Second, kick and snare impact. Third, harshness and fatigue in the tops. Fourth, drop energy and arrangement lift. And only then micro details like FX and ear candy. And another advanced discipline, the 2-move limit. For each issue, you're allowed only 2 changes before you must A and B and decide. Done. No revert or test again later. This prevents infinite tweaking and keeps you moving. Also, for any big fix like sub-level kick shape or limiter change, do a micro bounce. 15 to 30 seconds that includes the problem moment. Name it clearly, pre and post. Put it in the project folder. This gives you receipts, and it protects you from I think it was better yesterday brain. When your ears are cooked, do a meter first pass before you start ecking emotionally. Look at master peak headroom and limiter gain reduction in the loudest 8 bars. Check mono and correlation on the bass group, especially if you've got wide res layers. Check drum transient peaks. Make sure you didn't shave all your impact without noticing. Optional advanced tool. A club sim return. Not for mastering, for decisions. Create a return track called Club SIM with a gentle EQ tilt if needed, a very light saturator soft clip, and a limiter just catching peaks. Then audition your mix by sending into it. If hats turn into glass at 30% send, that's a real problem you can fix without guessing. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. No timestamps equals hours of guesswork. This audio version is shortened for playback.